past the CVS Pharmacy and the Kroger Grocery Store, just before you get to the dead end on New Marketplace, Evergreen Cemetery sits tucked away behind a grove of overgrown trees.
I don't think there's a white person buried in that cemetery. I seriously doubt it, but there might be. You know, and that's just the South.
That's Doug Harwood, founder and editor of the Rockbridge Advocate newspaper. You have to really look if you're trying to find Evergreen, unlike the Stonewall Jackson Memorial Cemetery, which sits prominently on Main Street. I recently caught up with Brian Cruz finishing up his lunch break there. He's in his 10th year at Stonewall Jackson as a cemetery maintenance worker.
Oh, it's probably 90% Caucasian and 10% African-American, maybe. Well, we have an African-American cemetery over behind CVS. It's like kind of still segregated in a way, you know, like all the black people tend to be buried there and then all the white people go here. Yeah, it's kind of crazy, you know.
Evergreen originally started as the burial place for deceased slaves. Until 1971, an African-American board of trustees maintained Evergreen, doing everything from cutting the grass to conducting burials. Once someone was buried, the family was expected to maintain the gravesite itself. Longtime Lexington resident Leroy Watts once spent decades on the board, shoveling out dirt for every African-American funeral in town. He said the grueling work finally became too much to handle.
It got sort of, the people just couldn't take care of it. We couldn't. It just growed up, and so the cemetery board went to the city, and the city taken it over.
That was 45 years ago, and now the city of Lexington manages both cemeteries, one black, one white. Although the city recognizes that the cemeteries are separated by race, and have been so since their beginnings, city officials are adamant that the segregation is not grounded anywhere in the law. While there are no more laws mandating segregated public spaces, there was a time when Jim Crow ruled Lexington. 59-year-old Marquita Dunn, a lifelong Lexington resident, remembers when blacks and whites went to different schools, sat in different parts of the movie theater, and lived in different neighborhoods.
When I was in high school, in the lunchroom, it was segregated. You know, blacks were on one side, whites were on the other. Eventually, it came to be where, you know, a few mingled. But that's just the way it was.
Segregation in public places was enforced until 1965, when the Civil Rights Act made it illegal. According to Dunn, Lexington accepted the change peacefully. Yet, acceptance of a new rule did not mean change in practice. Today, the Diamond Hill neighborhood that once became home to newly freed slaves is still predominantly African-American. Two churches, Randolph Street United Methodist and First Baptist, are still known locally as the Black Churches. Before the city of Lexington bought the land for Evergreen, black residents had traditionally buried their kin at a site that is now adjacent to City Hall. That spot filled up with coffins until 1880, when the city finally had to look elsewhere for space. City officials say that the bones from the City Hall Cemetery were exhumed and moved to Evergreen. The official document of the cemetery's history says, quote, "All the bodies had been moved to Evergreen Cemetery by September 1946, and the old cemetery was sold soon thereafter."
The lore in the black community is that the graves were never really excavated, so they did not dig deep enough to find skeletal remains to move to the Evergreen Cemetery.
Ted Delaney, a professor of African American history at Washington and Lee University, has lived in Lexington almost his whole life. He said that barely more than a shovelful of soil was ever moved from the City Hall site to Evergreen. Today, several unmarked graves sit in Evergreen. No one knows who was buried there. The legacy of segregation lives on, passed down from generation to generation through stories and grave plots. Though whites-only signs are gone and the schools have been integrated, the separation of race persists, even after death. For WMRA News, I'm Faith Pinue.